preface. Just like no instruction manual comes with children, the same can be said for loved ones who develop dependence. In the following pages, I will tell you how I managed to care for my parents so that it might help you in caring for a loved one. I will provide you with a toolbox of tips along with my personal thoughts that will hopefully assist you in a similar circumstance as I reflect upon who my parents were and my experiences with them as they aged. Care is individualistic, or at least it should be, and thus you need to know who the person is to understand the care. Besides this, my Canadian Jewish parents, having been born in separate European countries, both in 1923, and having survived World War II in Europe, lived through extraordinary times. By weaving the story of care with the stories of their lives, I will take you on a fascinating journey. Caregiving bears similarities to flight testing. As pilots, we venture into the unknown, learn as we go, and encounter many risks along the way. There's a lot of effort that goes into making it as safe as possible. In many ways, I've written this book through the lens of my profession. I faced a lot of adversity throughout my career, test flying military aircraft and serving in combat. With some skill and a bit of luck, I always came home in one piece. Caregiving for my mother with dementia nearly brought me to my knees, however. Everything I learned in my career gave me the tools I needed to make it through, as did the lessons I acquired while caring, at age 15, for my father who had terminal cancer. The love my mother always gave me provided a solid foundation of compassion from which I could work. To provide you with additional resources, should you wish to access them, I have referenced all of my research in a bibliography and in the endnotes. Though my suggestions on care are mine alone, I believe they are sound and based on credible sources and experience. The life events I recount and the quotations I repeat are, to the best of my recollection, and or with permission where appropriate. The stories and recommendations are from my own perspective. I also refer several times to my beloved sister, who means the world to me and who did more than her share to care for our parents. I've written this book as therapy for myself, to help overcome burnout and grief, to preserve the memory of my family, and to give back to the community, you. Regarding the latter, as our parents age, we muddle through how to support them. We don't know what to do, so we network and we reach out to friends, colleagues, and professionals, looking for advice along the way to navigate each step of the caregiving process. I've structured the book with chapters focused on caregiving, written around real life stories, and included an appendix of tips and thoughts, checklist style, organized by chapter at the end of this book. Then, alternate chapters are embedded that concentrate on who my parents were. Your situation is not mine. It cannot be. But we probably have something in common. Perhaps you are caring for an aging parent or know you might be one day. Maybe you are caring for a loved one who is dependent or supporting someone who does. Perhaps you just want to learn a little bit more about the power of love. If this is the case, I expect there will be parts of this book that will resonate with you. I also seasoned the volume throughout with more than a few good flying stories. Some sage advice from my mother as you read. No matter how littered the pathway is with obstacles, focus on the journey, not the destination, and live it up. Never waste time. From my personal notes after visiting my mother in her dementia care home. I saw her at the home for a normal visit, but in the main pod area on this occasion with an unrestricted period, and I fed her supper. This was a relief as compared to the recent visit, seeing her in a visitor room with a 45-minute time limit due to COVID-19 restrictions. I found myself in tears several times because she was so weakened after several COVID-19 isolations. She had spent a total of 6 weeks in isolation in her room over the past 2 months, and now so much weaker than she was just weeks ago. We spoke a lot and told each other how much we loved one another and that we would always be there for the other. I told her how deeply sorry I was for the many times I was impatient with her. She just smiled and responded, "Jonathan, oh, come on now. Do not waste your time. Just throw it over your shoulder." I asked if I had been a good son to her, and she smiled again and responded, "You have been the very best son that anyone could have. I am so very proud of you." And then she said, "No matter what, Jonathan, just make the most of your life every single day. Just get out there and do it." She kissed and hugged me several times, and then she asked again if she could go home with me, to which I had to say, "No, but I will see you every other day, and I'm always just a phone call away." Marie simply replied, "Okay, then I'll see you when I see you." She was so sweet, but it hurt to have to tell her yet again that she could not come home with me.